There is a verse in God's word that says this: God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. We believe that there is no way in which we can find God apart from Jesus Christ. And there is no hope for mankind apart from Jesus Christ. And many of you may have heard it presented in sermon form, or through the witness of friends, or through books that you've read. We want to ask you to do something about it. But you see, friends, is to get you to understand what the message is. If you don't do anything about it, then all that you've heard will be absolutely futile. In the story of the lamb that was slain, pointing to the Lord Jesus that came to die for us, is the need and the hopelessness and the helplessness of all the people in the world today. There are many people today who think that they are the masters of their own destiny, that they've got the power to run and rule their own lives, and they can virtually do as they please. And what the average man in the street does not recognize, friends, is that he is a slave, just like those people in Egypt all those centuries ago. Year after year after year of grinding poverty and slavery and oppression, without even the desire eventually to be free. And even if they had the desire, there was no ability to free themselves. It was an utterly helpless and hopeless situation for them until God intervened and sent Moses, and the great Exodus began, which illustrates to us what Jesus Christ came to do for us. There are fathers in this audience, there are husbands, there are wives, there are mothers who've never recognized the fact that they too are slaves, that their situation is absolutely helpless. Why, I know of men who've come into our church and gone out again who are slaves to habits that they can't overpower and master and break free from. Some who are just slaves to unbelief. Some who are slaves to money. Some who are slaves to material things. Slaves bound by the things of the world. No ability to believe in God, no desire even to do so. And so we sort of amble our way through life with no purpose and no direction and no hope and no light. We're in darkness, we're bound, we're enslaved, and many of us live and die without ever recognizing that all our lives through we've been slaves. Some accomplish quite a lot in their lives. They make a lot of money and raise a fine family and achieve quite a lot in business. And they do all those things. And they're quite respected in the community, and they think they're doing just fine, only to die and to go into eternity, and to suddenly realize there that all of the 50, 60, or 70 years that God granted them in this world, they were slaves. They didn't know it. They didn't recognize it. If somebody told them, they would have denied it and said, "You're not talking about me. I'm not a slave. I can do my own thing, and I can make up my own mind, and I can control my own life and my own family and my own affairs, and I do not need any crutches." They've never seen the utter poverty of their situation and the chains that bind them. Slaves to unbelief and sin and rebellion and enmity against God.